Hello everyone. Well, unfortunately, not much change for the better this afternoon. In fact, the Aussie market failed to find its footing as it has in recent weeks. The ASX 200 down 52 points or 0.75% to 6,663. Now, the good news is this is the first decline for our market since last Tuesday. But unfortunately, the losses today were great enough that they actually wiped out all of the improvements that were recorded over the past 3 days. A bit of cautiousness around as well, perhaps because tonight the US market is closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And also there's quite a busy week ahead as well. From an update on jobs growth this Thursday, we've got dozens of US companies releasing profit results, including Netflix and Goldman Sachs. We've got, of course, Joe Biden's inauguration in a couple of days, and a number of central banks will also be meeting later on in the week. Now, on the economic front, the highlight was certainly China. It was the busiest day of the month for updates on its economy. A mixed results, really. We had retail sales and property investment, which missed the mark, but production and also GDP over the year, at least, was better than expected. So China's economy growing 6.5% over the year, which beat expectations. And big picture, it just shows that China's recovery is continuing. So let's look at some of the different sectors today, the losers and the winners, starting off with the losers. Mining stocks, the worst as far as the impact on the market. BHP, Rio, Fortescue and South 32, they'd all dropped back heavily. The banks were down with NAB, ANZ and Bank of Queensland the worst. Property, travel, energy, they also fell back as well. The winners, some of the healthcare stocks, some tech and also some retail. So let's look at some of the individual movers today. Starting off with the best, JB Hi-Fi was up around 4% today. Came out with an update and said that sales have grown around 23% over the half. Online sales in particular have jumped up. So this is a company, obviously, that's been quite well placed to sell products, you know, for those that are staying at home. We also had Zip lifting 2%. It successfully raised some money from investors and essentially said it will use that money to help pay for its expansion in the US and UK. ProMedicus was up 11%. This is a group that rose 17% last week. It basically makes radiology IT software, and it struck a seven-year, $40 million contract last week. A newcomer to the market as well today, a company called Chimeric Therapeutics. The code is CHM, and it made its debut, rose 48% from its issue price of 20 cents. As far as the losers go, plenty to choose from, but one that did receive attention was QBE, fell back around 6% today, and this was following the adverse results from a court ruling in the UK in relation to COVID cost. Travel companies also underperformed. There were some comments made by the Federal Department of Health Secretary today in an ABC interview that basically where he was suggesting borders could remain closed for the whole year. The Aussie dollar finally sitting around 76.8 US. We'll speak tomorrow.